left line. Do the walking.
The doors are closing. Train departing. Please hold on.
It's now time for the Portland Transit Lane Podcast, a weekly podcast that looks into the events of transit in Portland and what's ahead. Now, your host, transit expert, Lane Jensen.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard and the pace was pretty packed. Yeah. But a seesaw had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines for stopping to pick up more.
Hello and welcome to episode number 9 of the Portland Transit Lane Podcast. My goodness, number 9. I'm your host, Lane. Thanks for joining us this week. Again, feel free to follow me on Twitter at PDX_TransitLane. Email me, PortlandTransitLane@gmail.com. Feel free to call in with your suggestions, 971-238-7453. That's a free hotline for anyone to use. Comments, concerns, questions, complaints. We are now on the Google Play Podcast as well. So if you don't have an Android or know someone who, if you know someone who has an Android and wants to start listening, feel free over there. We got Podomatic as well. So definitely a lot of different media outlets we can use. So this week, I'm going to touch briefly on a few, couple news stories or a couple upcoming projects. And then our lovely TriMet board meeting happened this week. And trust me, we're going to dive in depth, and I mean in depth on this one. And amazingly enough, TriMet General Manager Neil McFarlane was actually held accountable for something finally. We'll see if that holds up or not. We will see. So, you know what? It's going to be fun. So let's go ahead and hop right into this, and let me go ahead and give you the information on this new project coming up for TriMet. So about the Max Rose Quarter project. This is a fun one, folks, and this is going to take some explaining here. So I'm going to go ahead and take this one step at a time, okay? From Sunday, August 21st through the end of service, Saturday, September 3rd, crews will be making improvements near the Rose Quarter to increase max reliability, improve the system, and make for a smoother ride, blah, 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 crap. Okay, so now everyone's wondering, okay, so what are the service impacts? Okay, here we go. Blue Line, pretty simple, is going to be cut between Rose Quarter and Lloyd Center. Blue Line westbound will go from Hillsboro to IRQ, Interstate Rose Quarter, like the yellow line. Then you got to take a shuttle bus over to Lloyd Center and continue eastbound. And that, of course, that is reverse if you're coming from the east. If you're coming from Gresham, it goes Gresham to Lloyd Center, take a shuttle bus to IRQ, Interstate Rose Quarter, IRQ over to Hillsboro. All right. So that's pretty simple. Pretty easy right there. Okay. So, Green Line. Well, Green Line is just going to run from Clackamas to Lloyd Center. Pretty simple stuff there. And so, if you want to get downtown, you got to take a shuttle bus over to the Yellow Line to get downtown. Red Line. This is a fun one, folks. Red Line is going to be fun. Okay. So, with the Red Line, it's going to go from Beaverton up to Expo Center. Okay. And then it goes from Gateway to the airport. Okay. So, yeah, huge section, you know, along the Banfield there that's not being serviced. How are they getting around that? They are going to be using shuttle buses from Kenton, Denver, straight over to the airport. I repeat, Kenton, Denver stop, right over to the airport. Which means they're probably going to be using Columbia Boulevard, which in my job, I use that a lot. So I hope they don't make any stops on Columbia, because if they do, my whole commute is screwed. I hope. Anyways, okay. And then the orange and yellow lines are going to run normally. Expo to downtown, downtown to Milwaukee, vice versa. Pretty simple. So again, they're going to run. So the heading to the airport, if you're heading to the airport from the west side, take the red line up to Kenton, Denver, and they take a shuttle bus direct to the airport. Okay, again, it's going to go directly to the airport, so you're gonna have to ride a bus to the airport. Woohoo! Didn't we used to have a bus that went to the airport? Oh, that's right, the line 12. And now we're having to send a bus up to the airport again. Isn't this so lovely? I thought that's why we got the red line, so we would prevent buses from going to the airport. Here we go again, more buses to the airport. Like, that was a real humdinger of a one there. Who was it there? Oh, that's right. It wasn't Neil. It was Fred Hansen. So, anyways, and then of course, TriMet is going to run extra mall shuttles between 5th and 6th Avenues downtown to kind of help with the missing Green Line downtown. So there you go. Basically, add an extra 45 minutes to your drive, and if you gotta go to the airport from the west side, just take an Uber. Seriously, just take an Uber. And by the way, don't show your fare to the shuttle bus operator. So if you want a free ride, just get on the shuttle bus and you'll be fine. Isn't that funny? Just take a shuttle bus. And you can get from Kenton Denver right to PDX without having to buy a fare. Ha ha! That's one way to cheat out TriMet. Isn't that lovely? because what TriMet's going to do is they're going to use those old Gillig 2100 series buses that don't even have a fare box. So they can't even give out a fare. So you can get free rides. If you want a free ride on a bus, that's the way to do it right now. So have fun with that one. So there you go, folks. Like I said, just take an Uber if you got to go to the airport. Otherwise, plan 30 to extra 45 minutes to an hour at least, if not more. You know, TriMet says 30 to 45. We know to double that. Anyone who's taking TriMet knows double their estimate because it's going to be bad. And, of course, do remember it's going to be hot, which means trains are going to end up slowing down as well. So it's just going to be an absolute nightmare. Okay, just an absolute nightmare. So let's go ahead and jump in now to our TriMet board meeting.
Motions approved unanimously.
Unanimous resolutions passed? Sounds like it's time for the Sock Puppet Story Time. This is the time that Lane reviews the monthly board meeting so you don't have to rip your hair out for 3 hours. Grab a cold one, you will need it. Here's Lane.
And thank you for that. Yes, this TriMet board meeting was about 2 hours and 40 minutes this time. I take that back, about 2 hours and 50 minutes. And yes, for your sake, I have gone through the board meeting. Trust me, I almost ripped my hair out again this month. It was so boring. Of course, there were only two resolutions, to buy more buses and to make a new contract to look over a building on out in East Gresham, look over how to build a building. Both of those, you know, approved unanimously, even though there are only four board members there. Betchel, Dr. T. Allen Betchel, Bruce Warner, Travis Stovall, and Lorianne Bachman. So, because everyone else is on vacation. So, of course, these people don't even take the board member stuff seriously. I mean, come on. You know, if you're going to take a vacation during a board meeting, really? You guys don't even care about TriMet, obviously. I mean, you don't even ride the damn thing you don't even ride it. I mean, come on. Really? You know, once you start riding the transit system, maybe you'll actually care about it, you know? That would be nice instead of driving and getting your parking paid for and all that. But anyways, besides the point. So of course, you know, the whole board meeting starts with the public forum and the ATU. Yeah, I applaud Shirley, applaud John, applaud, you know, Mary for being there. But they were reading scripts and you could tell it was just showboating. I'm sorry, but when you showboat in front of the TriMet board, that does you nothing. That does you absolutely nothing. They're just going to tune you out, and that's exactly what they did. They just tuned everybody out from the ATU. So, I mean, you know, when you're trying to actually give a message to the board, tell it from your heart. Seriously, tell it from your heart. Because guess what? Eric Halstead at @SP_RedElectric actually went to the board, and he had no script. He actually talked from the heart. We're going to listen to what he said.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Eric Halstead. I'm a frequent TriMet rider, citizen, taxpayer, member of the community. I come before you today because about a month ago, my children, who are now grown up and able to travel a little bit on their own in their community, decided they wanted to ride TriMet. TriMet introduced a mobile fare app. We used it. We bought our children a monthly pass. We sent our children to the bus stop. They displayed their pass to the driver. They were denied boarding. They were told their fare was expired. It was no good. My three kids were left on the side of Highway 99. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know what Highway 99 looks like in Tigard? You familiar with what the bus stops look like? Where do you leave your kids stranded there for 20 minutes? sidewalk alongside a busy highway. No shelter, no safety. They were left there. Now, I respect the men and women behind me, that they are professionals, and this could have just been a simple mistake. I would have accepted an apology. I would have accepted, we screwed up. Let's get it right. Let's get someone out there, get them on their way. I called 238-RIDE. I demanded to speak with someone that had responsibility. I got a customer service representative that was completely disinterested, took the information and left, and got no response. I followed up on Twitter, on Facebook, with JC Vendetta, any resource I could use. It has been almost 40 days. I've heard nothing. Not an apology, not an explanation, nothing. It is imperative that we build a transit system that welcomes ridership, that encourages people that wants to ride. And every time that I rode TriMet over 10 years, there has always been some kind of a problem. All I heard was crickets, nothing, not even a simple apology. Now I know, and listening to the four people who spoke before me, the professionals, they're frustrated too. And I know a lot of them, and I speak to a lot of them, that they're frustrated, that their hands are tied. They do the best job that they can, but they deal with challenges that can only be addressed by realizing that these problems exist on a daily basis. And what do I hear when these problems are communicated? I hear crickets. I hear nothing. I go to public meetings. I try to address it. I've had Mr. McFarland turn his back on me. I hear nothing. I hear nothing to try and improve these basic day-to-day problems, such as leaving my kids stranded, such as people being left at a bus stop because the buses are full, the buses are breaking down, the stops are unsafe, basic day-to-day stuff. I don't care about art. I don't care that West needs two more trains because of overcrowding. All I care is that we get the basic stuff done. And in conclusion, I want to know why it's taken 40 days and I still haven't heard anything, despite a public records request, despite numerous complaints. What's the response? Where's the accountability? Who's going to stand up and own that they left three kids on the side of the road for no reason?
Thank you. It's first off, I apologize for the experience for you and your children. I think that you will get a response.
We will.
In the next few days and follow up to those. So thank you very much for bringing that to our attention.
Will it be personally from Mr. McFarland within the next few days, so by Friday?
Well, what I would do is right now apologize for any mishaps that occurred or miscommunications or simple errors. I don't know what the situation was, but we will find out exactly what happened. Will be a little bit, and I presume that we have the information in the customer service center about.
It's been very well communicated.
Very, very good, thank you, and that will allow us to double check. So,
is there going to be a deadline? Because I've waited almost 40 days. I think a deadline's very appropriate.
So we will look and definitely get a response back to you from my office. I appreciate you being
by
here.
When.
By the end of the week.
End of the week? Okay.
That was impressive. I am fully in support of Eric right now. That was one of the most impressive public testimonies I've ever heard since I've been following TriMet for the last 3 or 4 years. Seriously. Well, I guess more than that. But that was very impressive by Eric. He actually got a response from Neil and got a timeline from Neil McFarland, the general manager of TriMet, which is absolutely incredible because trying to get anything out of that man is like trying to pull teeth out of a baby's gums. It just can't be done. I am very, very impressed with him that he was able to do that. And you could tell at the end there, Neil got very, very defensive because he knew that his team screwed up and he was having to face the music for it. And that is just epic that Neil had to finally face the music and face some accountability, which is not his strongest suit, to face accountability for stuff. That's Doug Kelsey's job, not Neil. So when Neil was presented with that, he was not having a good day there. You could tell he was shaking at the end. Oh my goodness. So yeah, so hands down to Eric for that. That was very, very impressive. So to continue on, Neil said some interesting stuff about the new drivers as well. I'll play that little clip for you too.
There really is no hiring crisis at this point in time because I think your staff has taken some changes, including the additional $3 an hour for the training wage and a more assertive marketing campaign. We have been meeting our targets to fill our classes. Remember, we have a class of operators of about 20 starting every 3 weeks, and that will be continuing throughout the rest of the year, and actually through 2018, as we can begin to see it right now.
So why haven't TriMet removed the TriMet is hiring signs off of their buses if they're not, you know, having to hire new drivers right now, or, you know, the extra drivers? Then why are they, you know, still promoting it on their buses? It's getting old. You know, it says, you know, TriMet is hiring, join our family. I mean, really? Is TriMet that big of a family? Really? Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean, this is just Neil's way of presenting stuff to the board, so it makes it, you know, makes him sound better, of course, you know? And that's nothing new with him. Nothing new at all. So continuing on, these are all like the general manager comments. There's nothing good in the resolution section. It really wasn't that good. Let me also get you over, because Neil did talk about the hours of service and the safety for the drivers, and the way he put it was just incredible.
And the reason for that was the ATU's cancellation of the block run experiment that we were running. In addition, what has changed since the situation before that block run sign-up experiment was underway is the imposition of hours of service requirements by ODOT, and that is now part of our union contract as well. I'm convinced we're actually a much safer agency because of those hours of service.
Really? Much safer because hours of service? Oh my God, Neil, you are lying through your goddamn teeth. This is so funny. No, because remember, we've had, you know, 29 driver assaults this year already. So how is TriMet safer because of hours of service? They're not. Yeah, they may not have drivers who are tired, but they still have drivers who are getting assaulted or spit on every day. Seriously. You know, get the facts straight, Neil. Get the facts straight. And then this next part, TriMet's talking about a bus safety team that the union can be part of. This is hilarious.
One of those, as you might recall, is a bus operator continuous improvement team, which actually won an award from the governor's office related to the ergonomic improvements around the bus operator cab and many other issues that they dealt with in terms of making the daily life of a bus operator more desirable.
Really, a bus driver job being desirable right now? Really? Wow, I didn't know a bus driver job could be that desirable. Wow. Or even that, you know, they had a bus safety team that won an award from governor's office. Wow, what are they doing? What are they doing there? Who knows? Who knows? I sure don't know, because they must have too much free coffee and they've given it to the governor's office. That's the only thing I can think of. So, anyways, that's your wrap on the board meeting. The rest of it is pretty much, you know, dry stuff. They approved everything, you know, unanimously, like they always do. And, you know, that was pretty much it. So I just saved you almost 3 hours of your life by not watching the board meeting video on YouTube. So there you go, folks. Sorry this is late. I had some personal emergency that I had to take care of overnight. Anyways, so enjoy the week. Again, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at PDX_TransitLane. Email PortlandTransitLane@gmail.com. Call us 971-238-7453. Like us on iTunes. Rate us on Google Play. We are now on the Google Play podcast page. And we will see you next week.
Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Ow! Another one rides the bus. Hey, hey! Another one rides the bus.